Boeing sees a silver lining in high fuel prices. Israel struts its new surveillance plane for the Iranians. And Boeing and Northrop weigh in on the new round of tanker bidding. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, July 11th, 2008. Boeing is out with a prediction that, the economy notwithstanding, $3.2 trillion worth of new commercial airplanes will be sold over the next two decades as airlines replace older, less efficient aircraft. The revised Boeing 2008 outlook, released on Wednesday, calls for a market of 29,400 new commercial airplanes by 2027, with a balanced demand in aircraft by region. The forecast takes into account what Boeing terms the industry's near-term challenges, including a slowing worldwide economy, surging fuel prices, slowing traffic growth in some markets, and concerted action by airlines to balance costs and revenues. Significantly, Boeing Commercial Airplanes Marketing VP Randy Tinseth sees developing nations putting his company's sales on a more even keel. Quote, "We're seeing an increasing share of airplane deliveries to the Asia-Pacific region, as well as the Middle East, Latin America, and the Commonwealth of Independent States. The result is a much more geographically balanced and more stable long-term market, which is less vulnerable to swings in regional economies or other variations in demand," unquote. You can read much more detail on the forecast on our website at aero-news.net. In response to a second straight day of missile tests by its belligerent Islamic neighbor, on Thursday, Israel publicly displayed the advanced reconnaissance plane it says can keep a close watch on Iran. Fox News reports state-run Israel Aerospace Industries planned to show off the ITAM, a highly modified Gulfstream G550 fitted with sophisticated intelligence-gathering systems, during an in-house exhibit on Thursday. Israel's move came as Iran launched a second battery of short- and medium-range missiles near the Strait of Hormuz, following its firing of 9 missiles the day before. The strait is an important strategic waterway used to transport 40% of the world's oil supply, according to ABC News. Israel says it will attack Iranian nuclear facilities if the country continues to develop technology that could be used to create an atomic warhead. Iran says its use of nuclear power is peaceful in nature, but has also bragged it will wipe Israel off the face of the earth. As expected, both Boeing and Northrop Grumman offered measured praise for the Department of Defense's decision to take over selection authority for a next-generation U.S. aerial tanker from the U.S. Air Force. Boeing's prepared statement said, quote, "We welcome the decision by Defense Secretary Robert Gates not to proceed with a contract award to Northrop Grumman EADS and to reopen the KCX tanker competition. However, we remain concerned that a renewed request for proposals may include changes that significantly alter the selection criteria as set forth in the original solicitation. As the Government Accountability Office reported in upholding our protest, we submitted the only proposal that fully met the mandatory criteria of the original RFP," unquote. Northrop Grumman applauded Gates and Undersecretary John J. Young, quote, "for recognizing that the acquisition of replacement refueling tankers for the Air Force should be put on a path toward quick closure. We are reviewing the decision to ensure the recompetition will provide both companies a fair opportunity to present the strengths of their proposals," unquote. Air taxi provider DayJet announced on Wednesday a 30% expansion of its network, adding 2 primary dayports and 14 secondary daystop markets. Orlando and St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida are the latest dayports to gain direct connectivity to more than 60 community airports across Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, and the Carolinas. The expansion in the number of locations served comes despite a recent cutback in DayJet's fleet. The company says that in Florida alone, 83% of the state's population now lives within 40 miles of a dayport. Newly announced daystop markets include Anderson, Greenville, and Rock Hill, South Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, Atlanta and Athens, Georgia, Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Gulfport, Mississippi, and New Orleans, Louisiana. DayJet CEO Ed Iacobucci explained, quote, "As commercial carriers continue to reduce service in response to rising fuel costs, the communities beyond airline hubs suffer the consequences. We are expanding our efficient and affordable jet service to the communities that need it the most," unquote. Despite entering larger markets, DayJet says it will avoid the major airline hub airports. Up next on ANN, an unusual email goes out to frequent flyers. Uncle Sam will fund the next XPRIZE challenge. And the NTSB investigates what happened to Obama's MD-81. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 11th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. If you're a frequent flyer on any of 12 major U.S. airlines, you may be receiving an unusual email sent by executives of all 12 of those carriers. The campaign is an effort to get airline customers to pressure Congress for action to limit the ability of commodity speculators to inflate the price of oil. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports the emails encourage consumers to go to a website, StopOilSpeculationNow.com, where they'll find a form memo ready to send to lawmakers. Also participating in the program are cargo carriers and groups representing airport executives, unionized employees, corporate travel execs, gasoline dealers, bus companies, and others. Air Transport Association spokesman David Castlevetter says tens of millions of the emails are going out. Delta spokesman Kent Landers calls the effort a really unprecedented move. Not everyone agrees that speculators are to blame for the run-up in fuel prices. Intercontinental Exchange, an energy exchange based in Atlanta, says responsibility for fundamental changes in oil prices, quote, cannot lie with a single exchange, regulator, or group of market participants, unquote. A coalition of financial services associations goes as far as to tell Congress in a letter that without speculation, quote, consumers would likely pay more for energy and commodities, unquote. The group also said some of the proposals to tighten regulations would be counterproductive. Will Ackworth, who's a spokesman for the Futures Industry Association, says the controversy over futures trading is nothing new and remains hopeful congressional committees overseeing the markets will, quote, reach a sensible conclusion, unquote. The XPRIZE Foundation became famous when its $10 million Ansari XPRIZE offering spurred the development of Spaceship One back in 2004. A new XPRIZE competition may have applications closer to the Earth's surface. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Mary Peters announced on Thursday the FAA has selected the XPRIZE Foundation to help channel incentives for developing renewable aviation fuels and technologies to stem the effects of pollutants from air travel. Quote, it will be a competition that everyone wins because a breakthrough in alternative jet fuels is a potential game changer that could bring lower airline fuel costs, greater U.S. energy independence, and cleaner air, unquote. The Ansari XPRIZE triggered investment in research equal to 10 times the amount of the prize. Over the next 14 months, the foundation will bring together the best minds in the aviation and science communities to seed development of cost-effective renewable aviation fuels and technologies. The FAA and XPRIZE Foundation expect the competition to occur over 3 to 8 years. The National Transportation Safety Board issued an update Thursday regarding its investigation of the incident involving a Midwest Airlines MD-81 carrying Senator Barack Obama on July 7th, in which the tail cone evacuation slide deployed in flight. Preliminary findings reveal that the slide was partially inflated and the inflation bottle was empty. Examination of the hardware did not reveal any evidence of missing components or tampering. The flight recorders have been removed and are en route to NTSB headquarters for download and analysis. Flight crew statements indicate the crew did not hear the slide deploy in flight, nor did a mechanic who was seated in the rear of the airplane. The flight crew confirmed that they detected elevator control stiffness during the initial level off after departure from Chicago Midway Airport. Maintenance records have been secured for further examination. Emirates Airline has announced plans to showcase its new double-decker Airbus A380 during exclusive familiarization flights in San Francisco and Los Angeles. The familiarization flights will immediately follow the inaugural flight of the aircraft from Dubai to New York JFK on August 1st. Each familiarization flight will last about 2 hours. Invited guests will have the opportunity to view the A380 in San Francisco on August 4th and in L.A. on the 5th before it begins 3 times weekly service from Dubai to New York. That service marks the first time any carrier will operate the A380 commercially in the United States. I have just one question. How do you schedule an inaugural flight in the U.S. for any aircraft during AirVenture Week and not at least do a flyby during the showcase? Still ahead, Homeland Security graduates from shampoo jokes to something really scary. U.S. Airways finds one more thing to cut, in-flight entertainment, and Ryanair's policy on the handicapped. Just leave them behind. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap things up for Friday, July 11th, 2008. I'm Paul Platt. Our final section of today's Aero Briefing is devoted to the airline travel experience. Much of the frustration travelers feel when using airlines these days has to do with that great bureaucratic knee-jerk called the Transportation Security Administration. But if you thought mechanical sniffers and disrobing for strangers was as bad as it could get, you obviously lack imagination. The new idea is an RFID chip, like the ones used by warehouses to track inventory, and the ones that return pets to their owners when they're lost. This one would be built into a bracelet worn by airline passengers. It's pretty slick, really. You put it on instead of being issued a boarding pass, and it lets you walk onto your plane and any connecting flights paper-free. Just turn it back in when you reach your destination. Ah, but if it only stopped there. The bracelets also let the TSA track your movements through airports. And they also contain a taser-like incapacitation device, which can be fired off by any flight crew member just by pointing at you with a remote. Now, we're not afraid to have a little fun with the news here at ANN sometimes, but this is no joke. The Washington Times reports the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is interested in this technology, which the company's promotional video calls the EMD safety bracelet. EMD as in electromuscular disruption. The bracelet is distributed by a Canadian company called Lampard Less Lethal Incorporated. The company issued a statement in response to the troubled reaction its product seems to generate. Quote, "We believe that all passengers will welcome deliverance from a hijacking, as will the families, carriers, insurance providers, etc. The F-16 on the wingtip is not to reassure passengers during a hijacking, but rather to shoot them down," unquote. Well, thank you. I feel so much better now. You can find a link to Lampard's promotional video at the bottom of the text version of this story on our website at aero-news.net. The Modern Airline Experience, Chapter 2. If you're flying a long leg with U.S. Airways this fall, be sure to bring along a good book or personal DVD player. The airline says it will stop offering movies on domestic flights this fall. In addition to the fees paid to movie producers to show the films, ABC News reports the airline believes it can save £500 per plane by removing entertainment equipment. Reuters calculates non-theatrical distribution contributes $25 million or more per studio in annual revenue, and more than $300 million among all media companies. In addition to the outright elimination of in-flight movies by U.S. Airways, reductions in the numbers of flights among other airlines may also result in incremental reductions in revenue to Hollywood. Hollywood executives don't expect other airlines to follow U.S. Airways' lead, though, and they take heart in the seat-back digital screens that are becoming common, even in coach, on new airliners. Julian Levin, Fox's executive VP in charge of non-theatrical sales, notes, quote, "I think they will continue to offer entertainment to their passengers, even in the extremely difficult environment of rising fuel costs," unquote. Well, Julian, having seen how quickly checked bag charges, steep fees for changing tickets, and other similar measures have spread across the industry, I'm not sure I'd make that bet if I were you. The Modern Airline Experience, Chapter 3. A British man tells the Daily Mail that when he made plans to travel to France with his disabled wife, he made arrangements for Ryanair to have a wheelchair lift in place on the ground at Luton. The lift was needed because Ryanair boards its planes using stairs, not jetways. Paul Heath says the AmbuLift didn't arrive in time for the couple's flight on June 21st, and he says Ryanair workers told him it was airline policy to leave passengers behind who couldn't board themselves. Refusing to be left behind, he carried his wife Jo up the stairs to the plane. Jo described that experience as frightening and embarrassing for her and dangerous for her husband. Ryanair employees refused to help him, citing liability concerns. Paul Heath calls the airline's behavior ridiculous. Quote, "I'm sure refusing to help a disabled person like this is illegal under the Disability and Discrimination Act. I accept being treated like cattle, being barged about and having no facilities when you fly with them because it's cheap. But I don't accept not being allowed on a flight that you've already paid for," unquote. The Heaths received letters of apology and a voucher for £100, or about $200 U.S. And finally today, the Modern Airline Experience, Chapter 4. Advance warning, this story may trigger one of your personal phobias. Passengers on United Flight 1178 from Denver to Des Moines were delayed recently when a passenger complained to a flight attendant that she'd found a tick in economy class. No ticks were found on any of the passengers, but at least one more tick was found in a subsequent inspection of the airplane. The Associated Press quotes United spokeswoman Robin Urbanski as saying the airline doesn't know how the ticks got on board or what type of ticks they were, but hopes their origin can be determined. Like mosquitoes, ticks suck the blood of mammals, including yours, and can transmit disease. Lyme disease is the one most often associated with ticks. All the airline knows for sure is that the plane started its day in Chicago. After 6 hours, United found the 107 passengers another A319 to fly on. But then it was grounded by thunderstorms in Colorado Springs. And the next time somebody tells you he had a lousy flight, he may mean lousy literally. That's the latest from Aero News. You know, driving to Oshkosh is looking better all the time. Anyway, remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today my guests are ANN Managing Editor Rob Finfrock and Designated Pilot Examiner Wayne Willett, the guy who administered Rob's sport pilot check ride. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.